Hello, everybody. It's Lombozo here for yet another interview. It's a couple days in front of Memorial Day weekend, and this is a very special one for me. This is the very first Memorial Day without my dad. And I never really said it when you were alive, Dad, but I love you and I respect you, and I miss you an awful lot. So anyway, that being said, we are going to have an interview with a couple very special people, and we're going to have big fun tonight. And I think the first thing that I'm going to do is talk to my very best friend in the entire world. Why don't you come over here, special guest, and say hello?
Hi.
Say hi, ATS.
Hi, ATS.
And I want you to give a special shout out to a couple people. Say hi, AD.
Hi, AT.
AD.
Hi, AD.
Hey, you know what? What's your favorite movie right now? Is it E.T.?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Daddy, I want to tell them something.
You can tell them something. Go ahead, little dude.
Police car?
You make me laugh, little dude. All right. So anyway, like I said, we're going to have a couple special guests. A couple of them are returning. In fact, most of them are returning. And the very first one is my father-in-law. Franco, what's going on? Hey, what's going on over there? How you doing? Okay. So anyway, Franco, did you get a chance to check out BTS? Yeah, I did get to check out BTS. And like I said before, a lot of people think BTS is BS with a T in the middle. But I think it's a whole heck of a lot more over there. You understand what I'm saying or what? So, like, I logged in and I came up with my username over there. And I read a couple jokes and they made me smile over there. And I saw some general chit-chat, but I really liked the rant. Because when people come on and they want to bitch about whatever the heck is bothering them, then I think that's okay by me. You understand what I'm saying over there or what? Yeah, I sure do, Dad. I'm not your dad. I am your wife's father. I'm not your dad, so don't call me dad. You understand what I'm freaking saying or what? Okay, alright, so I'm thinking about bringing Donald in. Is that okay? Are you talking about that freaking hayseed over there? The one that sat over there with that stupid grin on his face? And all he did was sit there and do some thinking. Hey, wait a second here. I think my grandson wants to say something.
Huh?
You want to say something over there?
No!
You don't want to say nothing over here? We're talking to BTS. All right. So you bringing that hayseed in here or what? Well, yeah. Actually, I was thinking about bringing Donald in. Donald, why don't you come on in? I thought you'd never ask. You know, I was sitting over here and I was doing some thinking. And I said to myself, Self, what do I need to do to get your father-in-law to give me some respect? I'm not going to give you no freaking respect because you're a freaking hayseed. You sit there and you talk about how you're going to fix your couch. You're thinking about how you're going to do this. You're thinking about how you're going to do that. I don't understand. And if you're talking about, like on the last time, you're going to point a laser pointer inside your eye to give your brain a sunburn, I think you got a freaking problem. You know what I'm saying? All right, Dad. I told you not to call me Dad. What don't you understand? All right, little dude, you want to say something?
No.
No? You want to say hi to people?
No.
No? You want to say BTS rocks?
No.
Say BTS rocks?
No.
No. All right, so I have yet another guest, a returning guest, if you will. It's the governor of California, and here he is. Welcome, governor.
Yeah, it's really good to be here. You know, I'm sitting here, and I was doing some thinking, too. And I really don't understand what you need to do some thinking. I would much rather lift some weights and go, What the hell is that boss saying? All right, Hayseed. I don't think I'm alone here. I think we're really tired of listening to you talk. What do you say over there, Governor?
Well, I really don't understand what he's saying. And what the hell is a hayseed? I think hayseeds need to be planted because there is global famine. And if we planted hayseeds, there would be hay. And people would be able to eat whenever they wanted.
Wow. Yeah, this is something else. One heck of an interview, if I do think so. Little dude, you want to say anything else?
No!
Oh, sure you do.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Okay. I think he said he doesn't want to talk. What are you doing making my grandson trying to talk over there? You know what? I'm getting pretty tired of you. You might be my son-in-law, but don't forget who I am over here. All right, so did you log on to ATS?
Yeah, I did. And I learned an awful lot. They were talking about UFOs and these aliens coming down here using probes and stuff. I'll tell you what, I see a freaking alien coming at me with a probe, he's gonna take a dirt nap. You understand what I'm freaking saying over there? Listen, aliens, you don't come down here and mess with Jersey.
Daddy.
All right? Hold on here. My grandson wants to say something.
Where
we go,
listen to our voices.
So anyway, he said he wants to listen to his voices, so I think we're going to go right now. You understand what I'm saying? Well, you know, he listens to his voice every time it talks.
Listen, Hayseed, I've had about enough of you. You want to go take a ride or what?
I don't understand what you're talking about, a ride. I have my Hummer, and, you know, it's not like shooting aliens from the future, but it's very good to listen to your own voice.
All right, you. You might think you're bigger than me. Come over here. You got it. All right. I think it's time for us to go. Thanks for tuning in. Talk to you.